Diplomats at the United Nations started work on possible sanctions against North Korea. The U.S. wants to crack down on North Korea's sales and purchases of weapons-related material and to curb illicit financial activities. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
North Korea poses another foreign policy challenge for President Bush during this election season. In a short statement from the White House, he said he's been on the phone with his counterparts from China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia.
We reaffirmed our commitment to a nuclear-free Korean Peninsula, and all of us agree that the proclaimed actions taken by North Korea are unacceptable and deserve an immediate response by the United Nations Security Council.
At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador John Bolton said diplomats are off to a good start. He said he was impressed by the unanimity of the Council, which only Friday had warned North Korea not to conduct a nuclear test. Japan's ambassador and current Council President, Kenzo Oshima, said Council members condemned North Korea and began work on a draft resolution.
Council members emphasized that that response of the Council should be strong, swift, And very, very clear.
China, which is widely believed to have the most leverage over North Korea, will be key to this debate. Its ambassador, Wang Guanya, used different adjectives to describe how he thinks the Security Council should respond.
China is ready to discuss with other Council members to see how the Security Council could react firmly, constructively, and prudently with regard to this challenge.
He said the door remains open for diplomacy, though he said he would discuss the sanctions the U.S. is proposing. The U.S. wants to see the Council agree to international inspections of cargo going in and out of North Korea. President Bush described North Korea as one of the world's leading proliferators of missile technology when he spoke at the White House this morning.
The transfer of nuclear weapons or material by North Korea to states or non-state entities would be considered a grave threat to the United States, and we would hold North Korea fully accountable for the consequences of such action.
The U.S. also wants to see countries, particularly China and South Korea, crack down on bank accounts linked to North Korea's weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton said he would push for a sanctions resolution that goes beyond one passed by the Security Council in July after North Korea conducted a series of missile tests. Also today, Bolton pointed out what he called an appropriate juxtaposition, that on the same day the Security Council considered action against North Korea, it formally nominated South Korea's foreign minister to become the next Secretary General of the United Nations.
Can't think of a better way to show the difference in the progress of those two countries. Great progress in the South and great tragedy in the North.
If approved by the General Assembly, as expected, South Korean Foreign Minister Ban Ki-moon would replace Kofi Annan as Secretary General on January 1st of next year. North Korea's nuclear program is likely to be high on an increasingly crowded agenda for the career South Korean diplomat. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.